This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea claims it tested this week a second known type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year that heightened tensions with rivals. Meanwhile, there is a renewed push for support of a ban on North Korean workers. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
South Korea, the United States, and Japan have called for stronger international support of efforts to ban North Korea from sending workers abroad and to curb the North's cybercrime. They say such steps are necessary to block the country's means to fund its nuclear program. The group says that North Korea's recent weapons tests show it is more intent on acquiring more advanced missiles designed to attack the U.S. and its allies rather than returning to talks. Experts believe that North Korea's crypto hacking and other illicit cyber activities and the wages sent by North Korean workers add to their revenue. Workers remain in China, Russia, and elsewhere, despite an earlier UN order to repatriate them by the end of 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Justice Department has launched an investigation into the possible release of Pentagon documents.
The documents, posted on several social media sites, appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They're labeled secret and resemble routine updates the U.S. military's joint staff would produce daily, but not distribute publicly. They are not war plans and provide no details on any planned Ukrainian offensive. And they contain inaccuracies, including estimates of Russian troop deaths significantly lower than numbers publicly stated by U.S. officials, leading to questions about the document's authenticity, whether they've been altered or part of a misinformation campaign. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Responding to news that Russia could pull out of a deal that allows the export of Ukrainian grain to global markets, Turkey's foreign minister says the deal should stay in place, but tweaks may be necessary. AP's Charles Ledesma explains.
Esir takası dahil bazı girişimlerde olduğu gibi.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu says the grain agreement should continue. This isn't important only for the export of Ukrainian and Russian grain and fertilizer, but also in terms of the global food crisis and to reduce the problem every household in the world is experiencing, he says. Çavuşoğlu adds he'd agreed with Russia's Sergey Lavrov that obstacles preventing the export of Russian grains and fertilizers needed to be removed. In turn, Lavrov said, if the grain deal isn't extended, Russia could cooperate directly with Turkey and Qatar to ensure continuing grain exports to the countries that need grain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Access to the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S. plunged to uncertainty Friday following conflicting court rulings over the legality of the abortion medication, Mifepristone, that has been widely available for more than 20 years. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday rallied with the youth for gun safety in their state of Tennessee after Democratic Party lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature for siding with protesters pushing for stricter gun control measures. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Harris spoke to students at Fisk University, a historically black institution in Nashville. She criticized the Tennessee lawmakers' actions as undemocratic.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking about the importance of life and liberty.
The partisan battle in Nashville comes after 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults were killed in a March 27th school shooting in the city. It was the latest high-profile mass shooting in the United States. Young black lawmakers Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled from the Tennessee State House of Representatives Thursday for participating in a gun control rally at the State House. White lawmaker Gloria Johnson, who also took part in the rally, escaped expulsion by 1 vote. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis, hospitalized recently with bronchitis, skipped their traditional Good Friday nighttime procession at the Colosseum because of chilly weather in Rome. Only days earlier, the Vatican had said that he would preside at the Way of the Cross torchlit event. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.